Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not only the Eagles going on here, but the Phils as well. We will really crank up coverage as we move deeper into the week. We know the Phils on Saturday, as Seth Joyner approves with a nod to Seltzer. Saturday, the Phillies will play either the Dodgers or the Reds. Let me be not the first to say it. Let's go Reds Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. By the way, you shouldn't take it for granted if the Reds do advance that it's a guaranteed Phils win. That's just not the way baseball works.
Why?
Because the Reds could beat the Phillies. They could.
No, you said let's go Reds. Why?
Oh, because I'd rather the Phillies play the Reds than the Dodgers.
Why?
Because the Reds are a lesser team.
This time of year, you don't give a damn who you play. I told you last year, I ain't scared of no Patrick Mahomes. I don't anybody care about Mahomes. And, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs. I might care about Ohtani and the...
Come on, Seth.
No, see? You're starting that negativity.
Seth is saying that while wearing Dodger blue, I would like to point out.
Hey, Rhea, I didn't know we were having this conversation this morning.
Let me tell you something, Seth. I wish in that 90 playoff game you guys had played the Cardinals instead of Washington. Might have won the game.
No.
See what I just did right there?
We just need a little offensive production. Didn't matter.
And by the way, the Ben Smith play should have counted. That was a travesty by the refs. But Friday we're going to have huge coverage. Our program is going to be at Borgata on Friday. But then the next two shows, Joe and Hugh, Spike Ike, and The Oaf, they're going to be at what used to be Xfinity Live, now Stateside Live. So get yourself there on Friday. Or if you can't, listen on WIP. Let's go to the phones. A lot happening. John Emanuel wants to weigh in. John, good morning. Johnny. John is.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm here. Yeah, I was just going to come on. I was just like hypnotized because of, you know, when I listened to Seth talk about X's and O's, I was going to come on and talk about the Mets collapsing, and now I just don't care about that at all. I want to talk about the Eagles, and I want to ask him questions about football. It's unbelievable. But just real quick, Joe, to just mock our friends in New York, did you know that they are 0-67 this year? When they were trailing going into the ninth inning.
I did not.
They didn't have one comeback win. Not one. They're the only team in the league to not have one. Can you believe that? Because I can.
Yeah.
Because they're losers. And that's what happens. We're the fighting. How many times did the Phillies come back and had a comeback win this year?
A lot.
The Mets had zero. They had the most expensive player of all time. They had the best bullpen on paper. Full collapse. LOL. Okay, that's what I'm going to say.
LOL.
That.
That's good. Not OMG. LOL. No. I like it.
Real quick, Seth, I just got two questions and I'm going to hang up here. One of them is just like more football technical. Here's the thing. Cooper DeJean looks like a real stud at outside corner there. I loved the draft pick. I was nervous that he was going to be really good at a lot of things and maybe not good enough at anything for the league.
He is punishing
looks like he's
people.
good enough for a lot of stuff.
I
and he's
love
a great open
the
field
way
tackler.
He tackles. Yes, yeah. The way that he tackles
Cooper?
sets a tone for this defense. That kid, man, he's tough.
What was
love him to death.
What was
my second question, this is the real one because you guys are talking about A.J. Brown. Let's be real, this is the topic. Here's the thing. Why is it only the corners and the receivers that seem to be doing this and acting this way over the last 20 years? Is it something about the island? Is it like a boxer's mindset where they're like the man and it's whatever? Because it doesn't seem like any other position ever puts that weird cryptic stuff and is the problem. It's always corners and receivers. I want to know, because you guys are players, what you guys think about that? Love the show. Mets suck. Love you guys.
All right, Sean. I've had a theory in the wide receiver thing forever. What's your answer, Seth?
They're the only two positions where, you know, if they've got the ball in their hands or they're making a play to stop a play, with the exception of maybe the quarterback, where they can get the attention.
Bingo. Like, you're right. You're like, right. You're my, right in my
the
zone.
The ball is either being caught, so the camera's on them, or it's being defended and the camera's on them. And that sort of attention not only gets them paid, but it creates endorsements and everything else that goes along
with
it.
Seth, I'm so with you. So here's my answer. It's essentially the same thing. I don't know the corner thing. But to me, it's the glory to not glory ratio. And the reality is, a wide receiver, a great one's going to be on the field for about 70 plays. You mean, not pulling A.J. Brown off the field, you know, but maybe one or two plays a game. So he's out there. He's asked to run block, you know, 30 times a game. He's asked to not be necessarily the number one receiver, you know, any number of times, whatever that is. So, you know, in any given game, you're going to catch between 2 and 12 balls. But really, normally, it's 7 and 8 or 9 if you're really great, 10. But if you only get 3, you're out of your mind. You're frustrated, because then people say, oh, maybe he's really not that good. And then the glory of the touchdown doesn't happen, the glory of the first down. I just think they're used to the praise being heaped on them when they, you know, get it. And when they don't, not only do they not get the ball, they don't get the glory.
I'm going to keep my answers short, because I know you want to get some more calls in. But I think the cornerback and the wide receiver positions are probably the two most selfish positions in all of football.
Okay, very good. Let's go to Jordan in Princeton. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. First of all, Joe, can you please let Richie do the Tasty Cake promos? There's something about his deep voice that makes me want to quit. Just a little more than you. I mean, I love Tasty Cakes. We all love Tasty Cakes. But Richie pitching me a crimpet, that's really the peak of radio.
So
right
here,
there.
So here's my response to that, Jordan. Tasty Cake, except no substitutes.
There is no substitute.
If you catch the irony.
We can substitute radio voices pretty easily. I was in the Poconos this weekend with a bunch of WIP listeners. We spent half our time talking about you guys. We got power rankings for the shows. People got preferences morning, midday, afternoon. You guys are really a part of people's lives. We had a lot of fun talking about WIP
amazing.
This weekend.
That's really something. That's really interesting to hear about. So thank you.
So, Jordan, here's today's Twitter poll question of the day. Better Monday guest, Ray Dittinger or Seth Joyner?
James, if anybody answers that question, just mute them. Hang them up.
I'm going to start creating some really awkward Twitter poll questions.
No.
I like this.
How do you pick between two legends? It's impossible. And Mr. Joyner, it's a pleasure to be on with you. Thank you for all the years of great Eagles defensive play. You know what I took away from this weekend, guys? Several lessons on sportsmanship. You know, I coach kids sports, Little League, some other things, golf. I'm not an athlete. I'm a 42-year-old guy who's got a receding hairline who loves to think that he can teach kids how to play the game. What do I teach? I teach sportsmanship. I think we got three great examples of why sportsmanship matters. Number one, the Eagles. A.J. Brown, you're not being a good sport, man. You had 9 targets on Sunday. You couldn't get open. You couldn't create space. Don't complain that you're not getting the ball when you have 9 targets. You only catch a handful of them for a handful of yards. Poor sportsmanship. The Mets. The Mets are terrible. The Mets fans are terrible. I hate everything about the Mets. But let me talk about poor sportsmanship. How about the guys in the Mets booth, Keith Hernandez and those other oafs? You want to talk about oafs complaining about the Marlins, feeling good about the win? Your team was supposed to win the division. You completed the most epic collapse ever. Don't complain about the Marlins.
All right, the Ryder Cup fans better be on your list. Go ahead.
That's number 3. Come on, guys. This is golf. This is a civil sport. I've been playing golf since I could walk. You don't yell in people's backswings. Yeah. You don't curse at the opposing team in the Ryder Cup. Absolutely embarrassing. And at a time where this country, I had to tell you, on an international scale, doing quite a bit to embarrass themselves. I think there's a lot of lessons to be taken about sportsmanship from this weekend. I love Philadelphia fans, their knowledge, their passion. And I got to tell you, we get a bad rap, but we got some great sportsmen in this city. And A.J. Brown this week, not one of them.
All right, Jordan, a very interesting call. A lot of stuff. Seth, if somebody was talking in your backswing repeatedly as they were doing a Rory the other day, I mean, how would you not just clobber the guy over the head with the golf club? I don't know how he dealt with it. And then the freaking person on the MC gives an FU chant to Rory. The person that was the MC on Saturday had to get fired before Sunday. And by the way, while I'm getting cranked up, let me just do a quick one other quick topic on this. Why, like, the hell is the Ryder Cup in freaking September instead of August? Stupid. And I'll tell you why, because they do that freaking, whatever that FedEx freaking cup thing is, no one gives a rat's ass about. And so now we got the Ryder Cup during college football and pro football. Dumb. Anyway, Seth, it would drive you nuts, man, if people were talking in your backswing. Oh my God.
Well,
good luck.
Hey, listen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're supposed to have enough security there to figure out what that is and make some early examples of people. So that,
dude, two people got kicked out the whole weekend. No, but two people got kicked out, the whole crowd.
I understand, but what I'm saying is that you got to make an example early. And I'm not talking about going and taking them out from amongst the crowd. No, pull their asses out where everybody can see who they are and shackle their feet and their hands and carry their asses out and then
like
watch
sack
out everybody.
Of potatoes?
Well, I mean, that's the only way. You've got to set it.
That's my Seth Joiner right there. That's my Seth Joiner.
If you don't set an example, if you don't set an example, okay, the mayhem just gets worse and worse and worse, man.
But I don't think you can shackle. I don't know about the shackle.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
I don't know.
I'd put that ball.
You just put it in the disclaimer on the ticket, John. Yeah, when you buy the ticket,
okay.
If you act the fool, we're going to treat you ball like print, the fool that you are.
I would love to see that on the back of a ticket.
If you act the fool, Rhea, we're going to treat you like the fool that you are. We're going to handcuff your hands behind your back and shackle your feet and carry your ass out and dump you in the parking lot.
I like it.
And I put the ball, the gag, the mouth with the ball.
All right. Now we're going.
Oh, wow. I didn't say all that part now.
Pulp Fiction style?
Yes.
All right. Pulp Fiction.
Seltzer, time's yours in the Merrill Montage. I wanted to get the Merrill Montage in. Can we? We still got a little bit of time?
A little tight.
We got time. Let's hear how it sounded yesterday.
We're going to need a montage. Ooh, it takes a montage.
Today, the Eagles and the Bucks in the sun of Tampa, Florida. And the punt is Dixon. And the return, Dotson. It's blocked, and it's picked up, and running with the football, and scoring, it is Sidney Brown.
Special teams did it last week. Special teams doing it once again.
Hurts goes with a quick pitch, and taking it in for the touchdown is Dallas Goedert. Hurts pitches it up to Goedert. Touchdown!
Little shovel pass.
Another shovel pass to Goedert. The Eagles, 21. The Bucks, 3. Eagles have been better in every phase of the game.
They have been, today. Yes. So they're going to give Chase McLaughlin, their kicker, an opportunity from here.
65-yarder. Last play of the half. Bola spotted the kick is away, and the kick is... He got it.
By the hair of his chinny chin chin.
Rolling is Mayfield. He's going deep downfield, and it is caught. And running for a touchdown this time is Mbuka. Goes down the far sideline with a 77-yard touchdown. Eagles had led 24-3, and now it is 24-13. 10 unanswered points by the Bucs. Mayfield signal. Gives it off inside again to Irving. Is the football lost? I think the football was fumbled and the Eagles have it.
You got it.
Yes.
You got it. You called for it. You got it.
They're going to touch push. Hurts. Fakes.
Thanks, though.
And he's going to run.
I don't think so.
And he's going to score. It's Barkley.
They fake the touch push. They give it to Barkley.
And around he's in for the touchdown.
Around the outside on the left. And he goes in.
Yes, he does.
Unscathed.
The Eagles now lead 31-13. Back goes Mayfield. He's looking for room. He's firing down the far side of the field. It's caught and going all the way for a touchdown. Again, the Bucs have scored, and this time it is Bucky Irving.
They're not going away.
A 72-yarder. Chase McLaughlin, one game, could he have a 65-yarder and a 58-yarder? The kick is away, and the kick is... He's got it. The Eagles right now are fighting for their lives. They were precise. They were outstanding. They had the Bucs on their heels in the first half. Now they are trying to hang on for dear life, leading by 8 points. Mayfield back. He's being chased. He starts to run. He goes to the outside, and he is firing, and it is tipped and intercepted. It was intercepted by Jahan Campbell. Eagles are trying not to win, but to escape. Hurts on third down and two. Back looking. He fires. It's incomplete. This is the play of the game. Each play becomes bigger and bigger. Snap to Mayfield. He's back. He's being chased. He fires. He completes it short of the first down. Now the ball is being batted around and knocked out of bounds, but the Eagles are going to take over on downs. The final score, the Eagles 31, Tampa Bay 25. That's it. They won. Some wins feel better than others.
Burns got it done 4-0 for the third time in Sirianni's 5 years. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Well, first thing I want to say is I'm looking forward to talking to Nick Sirianni tomorrow, because this A.J. Brown thing, who knows where it goes. And it'll be fascinating to see how he tries to, you know, corral this topic and have it not, you know, cause real problems. All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity. The sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Sports Lounge, your home field advantage from Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that.
They finally did it. They broke out the fake tush push with a sweep to the left. I can only hear it now. Goodell's probably fuming, and they're trying to figure out a way now to ban the fake tush push. Hey, Roger, eat it. Go Birds.
Very effective.
Awesome creativity.
Getting tired of having to cheer for the defense over and over and over again. Where are the explosive plays on offense? Kevin Petullo, directed to you. Stop sucking.
Okay, fair enough.
They definitely have a lot to clean up. I'm not going to make excuses for that. But, man, Jeffrey Lurie called us the gold standard. We are now the gold standard, guys. We're 4-0. Can we please just enjoy what we have right now?
Well, they are the gold standard. I did enjoy the first half more than the second half, though.
I watched 4 shows, and every one of them, except this radio show, said Jalen Hurts has to get the ball out there faster. If your arm isn't as strong, you got to throw it 1 second earlier. The fact that people are saying A.J. Brown's got to run his routes better. Like, are you kidding me, dude?
Be a fascinating
week.
There's
a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, there is. It's going to be really interesting to see, especially with the film breakdowns. Look, we'll have Jaws tomorrow at 7:25. What he sees on film, we'll find out. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's their people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. The poll question is, do you think more today about the positives or negatives from yesterday's Eagles game? Seth, what do you think more of, the positives or negatives?
Well, you got to think positive. You know, at the end of the day, the team is still 4-0. You know, we make our living analyzing, talking about, prognosticating, you know, what's going on with this football team. But the truth of the matter is they're 4-0. They've had a good half each the last two games. You know, let's try to elevate it next week and get them to three quarters. And at some point get to a point, you know, where they can play a complete football game on both sides of the ball together and with, you know, the special teams. But listen, special teams been playing lights out, and there's three phases to a game. If you can win two of them, I mean, you heard Tom Brady talk about it during the broadcast yesterday. If you can win two out of the three, you got a pretty darn good chance of winning football games. And I would say this, you know, to the people who are like, oh, well, the special teams is doing it. Would you rather have them doing it than the alternate for the special teams to be as bad as the offense has been in the first half last week and the second half this week? Combine those and we lose those games. Yep. And we're 2-2 instead of 4-0. So, you know, be happy with where we are and be optimistic and positive that things at some point will turn in a positive direction. That's all you can
do. So 58% say positive and 42% go negative on that poll. So as often as the case, people are pretty split. John, we'll crank it all up again tomorrow. A lot to get into. Hey, everyone, have a great rest of the day. By the way, last thing, James, one more time. I just want to hear, because the Mets, I think their season's over. I got to hear what their announcer said right afterwards.
It is unfathomable that this collection of talent winds up outside of an expanded playoff system after having the best record in baseball for the first 2.5 months of the season. Everything goes wrong over the last 3.5 months, and the Mets find themselves on the outside looking in.
I love it. And playoff baseball?
Can't wait.
Looking forward to it in 5 days with the Phils. Hey, everyone, have a great rest of the day. We'll crank up coverage for the rest of the week as we get closer to the Phils, and obviously much to do tomorrow on the Eagles, including Jaws on the show and Nick Sirianni. Talk to you tomorrow on 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.